Well, Seattle has dropped off the top 10 list of the nation's most bikeable cities. The reason? The share row. Kathy Tuttle is the executive director of the Seattle Neighborhood Greenways. They're an advocacy group to improve the city's bikeability. I asked Kathy Tuttle, what in the name of Sam Hill is a share row?
So a share row is two triangles with a bicycle painted underneath, and they're placed on Seattle streets to indicate that bicycles, people riding bicycles and people driving cars can share the same space. That's why they're called sharrows. People can share the road together.
Seattle has dropped in the rankings. We used to be top 10 in bikeable cities. We've fallen, and that's been attributed to the use of sharrows. You must be disappointed.
You know, frankly, Ross, I'm thrilled because I think that it's time for Seattle to actually step up its game. I think we're in a position to do that. We have a mayor, a city council, and a great bike plan, and now a Move Seattle levy and something called Vision Zero that'll actually get us back up to that number one or two or three ranking, back up into the top 10, because we can be. We just have to invest in things other than sharrows. We have to invest in protected bike lanes and in neighborhood greenways and really safe places for people to bike, because people are dying on the road. We need to protect people when they're biking to work, to school, just for every day.
Did the share-row idea work?
It can work. It is not used appropriately, in my opinion and the opinion of the organization that I run. It's not used appropriately in Seattle. And so we're delighted to hear the news that kind of road painting is no longer considered a valid way to increase your bicycle lane mileage.
Why do you think the share-row idea didn't work?
Why didn't it work? It has, first of all, it has to be applied perfectly. It has to be applied at least 3 feet away from parked cars, because you don't want to be riding a bike and be hit by a car door opening. That's called dooring. And so often share-rows were placed adjacent to car doors where doors could swing open and hit a person who was biking. And then also share-rows were used often indiscriminately in places where there was too much traffic and too little consideration given to slowing that traffic, so that people driving were going 30, 40 miles an hour in places that were supposed to be used concurrently with people biking only 10 or 20 miles an hour at the most. And so that mix of traffic speeds and volumes was inappropriate and often very, very dangerous.
You mentioned the problem with share rows that are being dealt with at the city level, but do you think overall more people are biking because share rows are there and they see that cars are welcome on the streets?
I think when they first started going in, which was about 8 or 10 years ago, people were thrilled to see them on the road. I mean, it suddenly said, it was a symbol that said bikes belong in this city, on this road, in this culture. And I think people soon got used to the fact that they could bike, but that only touched, that very small, 2 or 3% of the population who feels very comfortable being on the road in fast-moving traffic. It's the rest of the people, the families, the people who are willing to bike but a little bit wary of biking, the elders, the large majority of women who feel like they want to bike, they want to be healthy, they want to do this kind of everyday exercise, they want to commute by bike, they want to save the planet, whatever reason, but they don't feel comfortable on the road. I think share-rows discouraged people from biking in many cases, because they tried biking on places where share-rows had been indiscriminately applied, and they ended up feeling very uncomfortable taking those bike rides. So I'm glad that this change is happening. I think it's very, very healthy.
That's Kathy Tuttle, executive director of the Seattle Neighborhood Greenways, an advocacy group for improving bike lanes. Again, Seattle dropping off the top 10 list of the nation's most bikeable cities because of share-rows.